maximize status updates. A two-way dialogue, right? First of all, it's about being proactive. It is about being easy to manage, and it is your chance regularly to build your reputation. So number one is set up regular one-on-ones. It sounds like you are doing that. Bridget, I wonder if once a month is enough. If that is demanded by your manager, that is once a month, then maybe it's okay. But if it's by
a manager, not by me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other thing to think about is even if you have a regular one-on-one with your manager only once a month, perhaps there is an interim quick update you can provide by email if there's something that is worth updating her. Because the thing that you mentioned, which is interesting, is that she asks questions, you answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great if you have all the answers. What was even better for a manager is you tell her the answers before she has to ask. And that is an interesting skill. That is a managing upward skill. You got to put yourself in your manager's shoes and go, last time she cared about X and Y, she gave me these feedback. Gauge when you think it might be necessary to update her again and make it non-intrusive. You might have two feedbacks from her in the last monthly meeting, like, oh, make sure this, and I'm a little bit concerned about that, and that might be one of her feedbacks. And do you really want to wait a month before you update her, or maybe 2 weeks in once you had a handle on one of those things, or even a week in and say, hey, you know, thanks so much for your feedback. That is about being grateful. And then you say, I've got that covered. Here's what's going on. Keep it very short because managers will have to scan your email, but all you're just telling her is everything is fine. And she can respond with more questions she'd like. But this way, you are, in her eyes, being proactive. She doesn't have to do the work of asking you questions. You already told her everything you need. She needs. So even if she wants, great. And then the other thing is status updates is not about everything that you did in the last week or month. It's really about, they care about the key outcomes. They care about any issues they've encountered because a lot of times our work is not always perfect. And sometimes it's, hey, if everything is smooth sailing, you have no issues, you keep it short and you say, hey, do you have any questions? You can just give her back time. But a lot of times think about how to use it to get feedback for things because you may be really good at your job, but there are two reasons to ask for feedback. One, you want to make sure your manager is on the same page with you on how you're approaching something. That is how you're going to build the trust. Because you don't want to go down a road for a while and then have your manager discover she is on a different page or he's on a different page. Then you didn't bring her along. You didn't actually give her a chance to give you feedback. And now she's going to worry about whether she needs to micromanage you next time. And she's going to do it. I know I've done it when people did surprise me with something and I was totally on a different page. So this is about not only giving her an idea of where you are, but if there's certain things that you're not quite sure where you're going, but you have an idea, it's always good to define the issues, lay out what options you thought about and say, hey, here's my recommendation, but what do you think? I would love for you to be my sounding board. That shows respect. That shows you trust them. That shows you want them to influence you. And you think that you could be even better as a professional with their feedback. And then listen and adjust. Because half the time they may go, hey, that sounds great. Go do it. Because now you just got a verbal confirmation that they trust you. And they're not going to actually get in your hair about this thing. That's better than guessing. Or they might say, hey, you know, that's great, but you know what? I think you might want to also do X, or you might change it this way, and here's why. Listen, listen, listen. Now, you may or may not agree, right? I'm not saying, hey, be an order taker, because respect is different about being liked. You are there, and you're hired for your expertise. It's about having a discussion. So if she or he comes back with, here is what's happening, and I think you need to do X, pause and listen for that first and figure out whether you agree. Because if you think, oh, you have some other information that makes that recommendation not the best, don't walk away just doing what she says, because she doesn't have all the information. Your manager isn't necessarily giving you an order. It's about a dialogue. And I hope you have that relationship where you go, okay, that's a good point. You know, but here's something I found out about that that makes me sort of want to find out a little bit more about how I could do that, what you told me. And then you tell her what it is, and then give her the chance to adjust, right? She might go, oh, wow, I didn't know that. If that's the case, do what you're doing already, you know, good job. And that's a kind of dialogue you want to try to start having with your management, because it is not so much about, hey, I did X, congratulate, I did Y, I talked to this person. It's about, here's the three things I own. Two of them are going great. Here's one I really need your help on, or here's one I kind of, you know where I'm going, but I want your feedback. And that becomes a very tangible discussion that your manager walks away feeling like she knows exactly what's going on with you, and she provided guidance as needed by you, and you initiated it in a way so she doesn't have to worry that you're not going to come to her until it's too late. And the last thing I would say here is when there's, quote-unquote, we call it fire drill in our work, when there's some kind of emergency, things that didn't go right and it just happened, emergency, senior-wise or something, be proactive to update more frequently, right? If it's happening and it's a 24-hour thing, you're not going to wait until your weekly meeting to update her. You can say, hey, I got this. Here's what I'm going to do. And then 6 hours later, you have the meeting. You know there's a material change in your direction. Tell her what it is. And then say, I'm going in this direction. Let me know if you don't agree, but I'm going in this direction. And bring her along the way, because any kind of escalated fire drill, her reputation is as much on the line as you. And the biggest trust is for her to tell you, hey, Bridget, hey, Agnes, hey, Diego, you own this. Thank you for owning it. Like, let me know how it goes. Here's what I think you should do. Then be very proactive to let her know where things are, even though you own it, because it matters to her, to the team, to you, to everyone, when there's a senior leader attention on some topic.